My family and Apple. Seems as though these days, everyone is bagging Apple for this and that, and bad or negative news is good news. Well, just because I can, here is a good news story about Apple and my family. Oh, and yes, before I get started, I am a person who is totally blind, my wife has a disability, and my two young boys also have a disability, so with that out of the way, let's get on with the story. As a family, we sometimes find it hard to get out and about. To give my boys a range of entertainment options, they have my wife's and my original iPads, the iPad 1 with movies, TV shows, books, music, and educational and entertainment apps. They also take their iPads to gymnastics and karate. In those situations where an iPad is a bit bulky, the boys also have our 3GS iPhones, again, with all the required apps, etc. Of course, since the boys have our old stuff, as it were, but still very functional, my wife has an iPad 2 and the iPhone 4S, and I have the new iPad and the iPhone 4S which I use for home and work. Of course, my wife and I have all of our own favorite apps, movies, TV shows, music, etc. on our own devices. For me in particular, the light detector app is great to make sure I turn all the lights off at nighttime. The other very useful app is of course Find My iPhone. I using the play sound option so I can find where I put down my iPhone or iPad in the house. Whilst I'm talking about Apple mobile devices, we have an iPod Touch which is used as a bit of a backup when, horrors of horrors, the other devices have not been charged, and the boys must use do something. Since all of these mobile devices have Apple's built-in accessibility voiceover, I can support not only myself, but my boys and my wife as well. I use the famous triple click option, press the home button 3 times to turn voiceover, screen reader on or off when I need to help out. A great example of this is when my wife is driving and she gets an SMS. I can triple click the home button on her iPhone, let her know what the SMS is, reply if I need to for her, and then triple click to turn voiceover off. iPhone back to a standard iPhone. In the case of the boys, when an app on their iPad is not working, same deal with triple click home, shut down the app from App Switcher, relaunch the app for them, and triple click to hand the iPad back with the app running as good as new. I still thank Apple every now and again for giving me full access to the App Store, for purchasing apps, iBooks, for purchasing and reading iBooks, iTunes, for downloading movies, TV shows, etc., iTunes U, for getting access to educational content, podcasts, to allow me to easily find and subscribe to podcasts, of course Find My iPhone, Find My Friends, to see when my wife is near work to go out and meet her, and the remote app for the Apple TV, so that when my boys say, it's only got 10 minutes to go, I can always check. When we or just the boys themselves want to watch a movie at home on a big screen, we use the Apple TV to either stream movies or TV shows from the net or our iMac in the study. Yes, and of course, I have a talking interface on the Apple TV through VoiceOver that I can use, as it's all built in yet again for me to be able to browse and select movies, TV shows, etc. for my boys to watch. The speech also helps my boys pick up words that they don't know and work out what a summary of a particular show is all about. The family iMac doubles for family content, and my wife's business which she runs from home. All of our iOS devices were originally backed up to this Mac before iCloud came along. Besides iCloud, to keep all of our files safe, we also use Time Machine to back up to our Apple Time Capsule. The Time Capsule also backs up the Mac Air, which my wife uses when she is away from her desk or out and about, and both of my MacBook Pros, one for testing and the other as my homework MacBook. Yes, and you guessed it, all of the Macs are fully accessible via VoiceOver. So I can purchase apps from the Mac App Store, and do all the things in iTunes that everyone else can do. Purchase, rent movies, get TV shows, podcasts, books, get more apps, etc. The Time Capsule was fully accessible for me to set up as well. When the unthinkable happens and I have to restore any of the Macs, which has only happened a few times in the last few years, the restore process is fully accessible again via VoiceOver. I also use an Apple TV for presentations using my MacBook, iPhone or iPad via the personal hotspot option within one of my iOS devices to act as a Wi-Fi network, which allows me to wirelessly stream to the Apple TV. Since everything talks, I know myself that everything is working, and most importantly displayed on the screen I am using. Once a while ago I gave a presentation where there was nothing on the screen, and folks seemed to be too uncomfortable to say something. So at least, now I know myself. With presentations in particular, I use an Apple Bluetooth keyboard with my iPhone, iPad or Mac. When I'm demonstrating gestures on the MacBook, I use the Bluetooth Magic Trackpad so folks in the audience can better see what gestures I am using. One very cool thing about the MacBook is that I can use the Magic Trackpad for voiceover, and then just leave the trackpad in the MacBook for mouse control for those times when it is handy to use the trackpad mouse functions. When traveling for work, I don't always feel like taking out my iPhone or iPad, particularly when traveling on the train. This is where my other two nifty Apple devices come in handy. If I just want to listen to music or an audiobook, I just pop out the iPod Shuffle. If I also then want to listen to FM radio, then the iPod Nano comes out. The iPod Shuffle has physical buttons and takes its speech accessibility from the Mac, whilst the iPod Nano has a touchscreen and voiceover much similar to voiceover on the iPhone, iPod Touch or iPad. I should also say that the iPod Nano has a built-in accessible pedometer, which I should really start using. I haven't touched upon the many apps I use on the iPhone, iPad or my Mac, but I can honestly say that having access to all of these fantastic accessible Apple products has not only improved my home and work life, but given my whole family access to technology that we can all share, use, and support. Apple rocks, so there, smile.